Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley, joined by Van Gelder and Fred. Finally, we have Fred back on the podcast. People say they run away because your team comes sham, but
no.
Right now, they win this weekend, so conveniently you come back. I know they accuse you of anything, but you just want to understand, say they look very shaky. But welcome back.
I know for explain, but you people. Monday, then you call me. Monday, 3 o'clock. I did job. You see, 5 hour time difference. So you put for work with me. If it's Sunday, I'll be here. I'll be here to defend it. So I'm back.
Anyway, it's good to have you back. Van Gelder, what's up?
I did, Charlie. I'll be cool for this side. Your side will be cool. Actually, I see my neighbors for here, them all the, today, then everybody they wear the forest, the majesty, they walk about, then they look, then they feel them up. But yeah. I make happy give them. Let me cool.
Because of some lucky draw they can't get against one of Galacticos.
Oh, I'm not talking anything. I just tell you what they happen for my area. Hey.
Anyway, we have a lot to talk about, so we jump right into it. And we start, obviously, because Fred is back, we start with Liverpool. Because this weekend, Liverpool secured a nice, healthy 2-0 win against Aston Villa, which shows that they are back on track. Because after losing, what was it, 6 games in 7 matches, they are finally back on track. It looks like all is well at Anfield once more. So, Fred, how do you feel? Because last week, you were leading the charge for the anti-slot campaign, saying that you sack your manager who has won you your second Premier League title out of the 2 you've won in the Premier League era. I don't really understand how people can be so wicked, because somebody win 50% of your league titles, you say make them sack him. But right now, he win 2-0 against Villa. So, are you happy again? Is everything good? Have you unlocked the problem that you had?
So, the slot out movement, we have put it on pause right now. You see, the man, the head, he started using them again, because then it be like the last 4 or 5 weeks. I see what he want to do. He just won't give you people some small gap. Then we go show and then come back. You see, then if we win the team, we go show, say we kill us. That'd be why. But Charlie, the last 4 or 5 weeks have been terrible. The Man United day, as Maguire scored, Charlie, I'd put my hands on my face like this for like 2 minutes. I was in pain, Charlie. Out of them all, I mean, the Man United one, it entered my bones. That day, like, if you call me, I'm going to cry for the team. But Charlie, the main thing is, the football, like, my major thing with Slot, and I said it this weekend, people were saying, I said he's soulless. One thing about Liverpool, we say, we be passionate club. That be the main thing that they make with the win, right? Anfield is a passionate place. Charlie, this tiki-taka passing at the back and controlling. It's not us. We need game pressing. Charlie, I miss my man. I miss Klopp. But I know that to make the next step, sometimes you have to take a step backwards. And we have integrated a lot of new players. So Isak is still not fit. It'd be like Vets. The bomb days are small, but we maintain. with the end of the season, where we go see, say, he will come back or not. But the kickers, they be like, we buy bomb. That one, it be like me, I accept them from the beginning. So the kickers.
Where Frimpong to where?
No, Frimpong, he be injuries. I mean, that one, he's been getting injured. So that one, you know, go fit tell me, say, he be bomb, right? But the kickers, there, you go see from the ball play, say, he be bomb. So there's been a lot of change, right? And even the last time I came, I said the same thing. There's been a lot of change. And we've had a big tragedy in our team as well. So things are not going to be as smooth as possible. But the main thing we say, my warning to all of you, we say, you pull for stretch the gap as we come, Sha. Because if you know stretch, and as I can, the two of you, you pull last week, as you say, you put the talk nonsense for this thing top. Right now, we're there, your top. Right now, they are top. So what be the matter? The plenty tactical analysis you people they do of my team. No, why you no go do them of your teams? Today I say I know they come for peace. I come to attack the two of you. You Van Gelder especially. You they
all
lose
I get
to Sunderland.
Talk be say, all I get you, talk be say, but their show come from injury. First match Liverpool, where you finish, so it's not go injury.
You go
that be me, my boy. that be like, how you play the ball.
Sunderland.
You every day, you move to my boy. You don't move to my boy. You don't talk about my dear. Anyhow, say, Ghana, like myself, you know, get some play. As you come, start for real, watch your people.
Oh, that no, day, you people day home. So, you see, when you're at home, you have to win. You can no, you have no excuse. That's why I tell you, say, the Man United match with the one he paid me the most.
No, but when, I see one way he shock you. Play ball make it shock you. You did it.
You be luck.
No, be so, luck, bro.
Small, we will come back. We'll go come back. But like I'm saying, if you people know stretch, and Arsenal too, if Arsenal know stretch the team, we December curve inside, it can make like 4 points. You know we have the pedigree. You know we have the killers. You know we have the main guys.
Hold on.
Right now, we will win the team, though. Right? You hold make on. A show in the back. We get the most titles in the Premier League.
You get two Premier League titles. Anyway, I get question give you. The killers, you say you get the killers. Make just list four. Make us see something.
So, Virgil van Dijk, killer.
Mm.
Alisson, killer. Mm. Konate, killer.
You don't say the killers you mention. You don't mention one attacker like this. One like
relax,
this.
I didn't go up. I mean, I didn't go from the back.
Okay,
go from the back. Relax.
Uh-huh. Kekes, so, left back,
so Sly. No, Kekes there. Kekes, bomb. Bradley, semi bomb.
Hey, he be, Maza, he be West Pass, Hiroshima, and bomb the
relax.
Be,
you say make a list the killers. So three, I mentioned three already. Hmm?
We're all Sobos the back. Like. We're Sobos like. Killer. Killer, by the way.
McAllister, killer.
Serious Gravin bomb. Bench. Very killer. Serious bomb. McAllister.
Relax.
But you will come to that guy later.
Killer. Mohamed Salah, 250 goals for Liverpool.
Killer. Now we get who go to
Hugo Boss.
It will killer. Be killer.
Wait, right now, you see, we dey cook this one. Oh. This one, I tell you people already. This one, oh. I mean, you know this one. You know this one.
He know the C top. Make you not can't tell me this.
He don't have preseason. We all knew this. You see, you people are trying not to be rational football fans.
This is exactly what happened to the best midfielder in the league. When he came to Chelsea, when you have any time for you, say he might not be fat. That'd be why he no go preseason. You didn't take the show I'll give you for me.
This excuse about him not having preseason, right now we didn't enter November. In fact, we did November instead. So, at which
November,
point
did be second November?
Expect him to be match fit or be ready for
me,
the Premier League.
Me, I give him up to January.
Hmm.
From January. You go see, say you go study. You go study. Launch this one. You the Old Trafford there. We can't do this one there. Where you people, you there? They come the Anfield. So you people to go claim this one.
Oh, yeah,
so
we go score you
right now. Right now, I did tell you, say you people for stretch the gap because right now I am at my lowest point.
Can't but tell
my coach,
us what to do.
My coach, he had big no big for nothing. Right now, he the ginger in body. You see, Amorim Sef do 3 wins in a row. They start the hype.
Charlie, he smile, if you see, you know, basically, this is something. He started to smile. Say, hey, Ruben.
Amorim Sef started to talk about the title, the Premier League title. Amorim, you know, if you win 2 games in a row. So, all the time, you see, you people have gotten us. This one, I no go lie, you people get me. You have gotten me. But I want to remind you that last year, it be me, I win that thing. Idibab. In the last 5 years, I win them twice. You people, you all, you know, win anything. You all don't win anything. You people, I sure say, you people, you win Carabao.
I win 2 cups. Hold up.
Hey, you people, it'd be like you win that fake trophy for
we
the American.
We win Carabao, the FA Cup.
See some things. Trophy, we they put on our U-team players. So, it's just a matter of time, right? But the coach, if he continue the fool, we go sack him. You see, right now, time no day. We get killers for the team, like I'm saying. And that's why I was actually really frustrated with the coach. Do you get me? I feel like the slow build-up thing, Premier League, the way it did, you for do high press, a lot of crosses into the box. Because now we are playing with farmers. Everybody, they throw the ball. Everybody, they play corner. It's not football. Nobody won't play. No, the goals are on.
Serious rugby, they happen.
Like, no, seriously, this one, it's not even a joke. Yesterday, right? I totally forgot that there were matches in the morning because then I can't remember. Where was I? I for take my kiddie go somewhere. So No, I take my kid, he make it go cutting hair. So as I cutting hair, where my bro call me, where my bro say, hey, the people have scored set piece again. So that'd be us now, right? You see, some account they Twitter, I don't know whether you guys know it, it's called Transfer Sector. They usually post the goals. So I say, I go search Arsenal, them are goal. So I scroll down where I see Arsenal, them are goal. Where after they see all the Premier League goals that game we got through corner. The only open play goal I think I saw was the Clarice header. That one said it'd be Catanasio football, but we will take them like that. I'm telling you that, and it slots for just ginger in body. Because as in ginger and body, we will bring back the tiki-taka and we'll start doing this. We'll start doing this. But Florian Wirtz, they'll be like bomb days are small. But we'll be patient.
As we make happy and everything about this win over the weekend, how much do you think is affected by the fact that Aston Villa decided to come and play us from the back against you when everybody has seen that your weakness be long balls, but somehow now Emery decides they can't do some tiki taka for the back there, make you guys just take advantage of
them. Them paid the guy.
To be honest, I wasn't really impressed with the Aston Villa win. Make I tell you the truth, right? But
you needed bad.
I needed it bad. So I was actually really annoyed at the end of that game. Do you get me? But these hipster coaches sometimes it be dumb things than they do. The formula they there. You alone, you won't use everybody. They copy the shark for the class. You won't go copy Van Gelder.
Maza, you go keep you go. My worst self will become it'd be cool,
but yeah, exactly. You see, so I really didn't get it. I actually tweeted during the game. I'm like, the formula be very simple, you are basically playing into our hands. But I think the one thing you can also say is Liverpool have actually stopped that high press. Yesterday was actually one of the few times where they went like full, everybody, they go in like that. So maybe he thought they would have more time on the ball because the coach, they play that mid block. That'd be why the coach, they bomb me. I'm not going to lie. It's that middle type defending. It's like he wants to be conservative some way. I actually don't like that type of football. Me, I prefer we press high. They beat us, we counter-attack, and that one we will take them like that. But this middle ball, we know the field of Liverpool have never been able to defend in a mid-block. So it's just these hipster coaches that think they can do things their way. Sometimes they don't adapt. And they deserve what they got because that first goal, it was really dumb. Really, really dumb.
But for the pressing high and all of that, don't you think maybe it has something to do with the fact that right now the profile of players you get, maybe them not be as suited to pressing high as maybe the Salah, Mane, Firmino era. Because right now, Salah is the old man. He'll chop like 35 or something. Ekitike, Isak, I don't know how suited they are to that style. So I don't know whether it's just his way of adapting to what he has now.
Yeah, I agree. Then don't play Cody Gakpo. Because my case is, if you cannot press high, this is my thing. If you cannot press high, it means your football has to be crazy. Like, as a footballer, it's either you're hardworking or your technique is just beyond the level. Cody Gakpo, they press high. They feel win tackles. In ball be one way, go cutting play shot. So, I agree. Yeah, the profile of players. But I also think that the players need to know that they are playing for Liverpool. So, they have to press. Like, you don't even need... Sometimes pressing is not even about getting the ball. The fact that you have put the person under pressure, he's going to kick a ball that you get recovery and then you start again. So that mid-block press where the people are like almost... It's almost like our attackers are in between the attacking midfield position of our team and the box. That thing has to stop. You have to press high.
Anyway, Van Gelder, you didn't lead the charge against Liverpool the last time. So me, I just want to pick your mind whether right now you want to release them next more.
Okay. Man, I just thought, you see, Fred, yeah, he's a Liverpool fan, so they take emotions, they talk things. When we speak the truth, and the truth sets us free. Today's FB Sunday, you go church, go do camera dances for church. You don't want to speak truth. The Gakpo guy, he moved to. He be the best attacker. Oh. He be the best attacker this season. But some Liverpool fans, if them pick you, say, it be you, they know they like. Forget. You go free play ball like Messi. It be you, we know they like. Where they started, then they dig. See, the Chelsea game, for instance. If Gakpo played the ball, oh, he be the most dangerous attacker. Mind you, Gakpo was their most dangerous
attacker. The United game, like he was their best attacker against
them. Then finish that game, then say, if Gakpo was Sean. You know the press? That be why. They know the force for the front. It not be sake of Isaac, no, the free control pass. Or sake of Mo Salah, right now, if you lay him on the plate, that in curve, then if he plays the ball far corner, right now, every time he get an edge chain rugby pass, go and the touch
lock,
over the back.
The hip lock, so tell you, is the catch.
You know the free twisting hips, then them into the corner.
He did grief, Charlie.
They say make them go back to the mark. See, the problem is Liverpool fans were calling for this midfield three of McAllister, Szoboszlai, and what's his name? Ryan. Let's just call him Ryan. Ryan. Where they say, oh, it'll be the title winning midfield. You see, the problem is you've not realized that your coach has changed his tactics this season. He's asking Gravenberch to push high and forward to contribute some goals this year. Whereas last year, he just asked him to just sit, patrol the sixth area, just intercept passes, break transitions, take off, get long legs, then those kinds of things. This year, he said, make it join. And that's right there is the difference between why you won the league last year and why you are losing this year. You can't defend transitions. That'd be a big problem. Everybody knows it. If we kick him over Liverpool, them are pressed, we Virgil van Dijk or Kunate or somebody can't head the ball down. Just overshadow or overcrowd Gravenberch, get a second ball. You be that. Every time you concede, it be sick of some team they play, what in the column. Then they do them in transition. See the goals from Crystal Palace during the week. I don't know what they do, Villa. Like, everybody lay blueprints. You go try something. Okay, man, I don't know the place. Maybe they don't want the points. That'd be why. But everybody, Chelsea do them, United do them. What mean the teams have some team before Europe to do them? Everybody they do them.
Brentford.
So they won't do whatever you like, and that's their problem. They can't defend transitions. Virgil van Dijk is fast, but it's not as fast as before. He they grow into a hip lock half. So if you do that, you see there that he half run, he be like he run back, but he still they watch you. If you do that in that time, he go fit just quickly slide and jay the ball, or he go run past you, body you, then right now if he turn, he go via team body. So he not if he turn. So for sure he ask, go do like this. Oh, do you like twerking? Maybe that's why you get then you go comfortable play out or something. That be what they do. Kunate is not good. You there they talk, you get killers. They mention you the killers. You say Kunate. Kunate no good. That guy no good. Me, not say me. I mean, your party, truth, pet. I tell you from the first too much. I say the vets guy, he no good. Then say he be hating, he be this, he be that. Also, your name still be Isaku for this thing. If you guys are for it, you gonna pay 130 million, 140 million, 150 million, whatever the price you pay for that guy. They can't tell me, say, you don't get preseason. I'm not hearing it. The money them paid, that be in preseason from day one. If I start to shine. I know they won't hear at the kind of time Kaisi look up. We're not saying.
But you, relax. You spend 2 billion, you day my back. So why you day police my money?
I know they police your money, but at the tell you say, you know if you can't take off. You see, this is perfect. I love it. Take off, I spend 1.17 billion where you put every day, the roundup go 2 billion. You they expect, say, I for play the ball some way. I for day your front. Are they like?
Yeah,
you
to
pay,
hey,
150 million for,
I win my
for two.
League.
Hey, I don't
the champions.
The time you win the league, then you break a British transfer record twice in one summer. You break the record twice. I won't see both players. Like by now, Vest for day on some 5 goals, 5 assists. Then Isaac for day, every match, Anya brace for the past maybe 4 matches. That be what me to had the expect. Because
if they go toe-to-toe with Haaland, you the Haaland. If Haaland scored 2 today, he scored 2 today.
Haaland day 13, you
Messi,
day 12.
Ronaldo.
Then with the pa-pa-pum-pa. Yeah,
but you vote or by bump. You go by Gittins. Neto, Maza. Bump. You get player, relax. See, you go buy 100 million player right now, then ban him like 6 months. Where he? Where that guy? The Mudrik or Mudrik?
He be 60 million.
You do like we them, we don't forget.
Them poison them. Them poison them for Ukraine. No be we do. Them you go people Ukraine, get them like go poison them for them.
You both get like 10 official bump. Then they come talk about me my player where we
they
load up.
I know the base how many official all the official bomb I get. Not one they break transfer record. You get two. We break transfer record with them be bombs or potential bomb. I go feel Isaac.
You see, right now you lock your mouth because you know it will come back to bite you.
No, Isaac, he say coffee do him for the league inside. I'm inclined to think he will do well. The vets guy there, me, I tell you, certified bomb. The Ghana guy where they play right back, what be name? Bomb. E2, another bomb. And they tell you. You every day if I tell you say player be bomb before, listen to me. Oh, you tell me say but I should be bomb. I know one believe. But after some time, be like me now for accept, say he be partial, he be radioactive.
He's a little bomb.
He check like he be radioactive. He got partial. He get in good days where on most days he did decay. In half life no good. So you two, you for admit, as I tell you this, me, I see I'm unbiased, I tell you.
That's why I tell you, say, me, I go admit, say, vets, it is show bomb small, and the reason why I'm saying it is show bomb small.
It not be small, master, the guy know the free pass.
Make a land. Be, they take kick him off the ball easily too much. Premier League, you for feel resist contact. That's actually my main worry. It not be the ball they play with. But the fact say if them push him now, he lose the ball though. That'd be where I make worried.
I give you another bomb we come from Bundesliga. What be his name? Rex. This shout out to Rex. Rex they tell me say if we mind you then Chelsea pay way if we enter Bundesliga, then we go pick bomb camp. Xavi Simons.
Eat the bombo.
Eat them best. What be the difference?
Vex in team be third. That would be the difference. Master,
if we do this recording last week, then into the team they tell. Master, if it's serious.
Also, this season, the league table, the way they, you go, if you move from ninth to second at any points, because I think the difference between like third and there's like 8 points separating like eight.
I think yesterday, if we had lost, we would have been 10th. Right now,
it'd be crazy. If as we start the game against. Like them do prayer, we start with 0-0. That 1 point is what they give you. It move from like 11th go 8th immediately. Like, I say, what kind of league with this? But yeah, like it tells you that there are a lot of teams underperforming who are supposed to be doing well. It make them people for North London they feel like they get some serious chance. But I mean, if everybody pick mind proper way, everybody come back, start to do what they for do. It go be sick. But
to be very honest with you, the only reason right now, I think Liverpool and most actually a lot of the teams, they no anticipate the change in the league that quick. It be like Ateta, you see the thing like 4 years ago, because right now, every team they do long throw. Even Aston Villa, yesterday, you put the criticize them and they play out of the back. Them two, then they do long throw. In fact, Liverpool self, they do long throw.
Everybody, they do long throw.
And
long
the, throw way then corner. Did, the way it did, be like if your team no be equipped for that thing, or you will concede that you get throw, then the corner, you go concede. Mm. So that be why I make worried. That's actually why I'm very worried, because it'd be like, you
so,
see, this
the so way. Are we saying, it'd be good to say when they talk this thing, self, Corey no there, because if they are like, we die. Are we saying that? Be like Ateta, read, get a vision. Get a vision.
See that thing. Or he has influenced it. He has influenced it.
Let's show last season, the vision.
Last season, the way they scored the corners. Yeah, they scored a lot of corners last season.
Bro, this season, if you go check them at goal stats, they are like last for open play goals.
Yeah, I think about 60% of their goals this season have been from set pieces.
Then be first for set piece goals and last for open play. Like,
but anyway, since we entered the Arsenal inside, me right now it looks like nobody defeats stop them. Like at the moment, I think the gap at the top of the table is about 6 points or something. So, like they are going very strong. You say anything you want about how they play, but They are very impressive. Nobody they feel penetrates themselves. I think they've considered 3 goals in all competitions so far. So are we saying this season is Arsenal's title to lose? Make us start with one girl that.
I mean, they have the most formidable defense in the league. Whether we like it or not, whether we, as they talk like this, as they feel Marcel see them, they die. As they talk this thing, because they praise us and they die for inside. But truth, there, it be one way. As a Christian, I must endeavor to speak the truth. They have the most formidable defense in the league, and that, and as we always say, defense, like attack, will win you matches. Defense will win you titles, and that is what wins titles. If they can continue like this and keep, God, you see, they know they score 5, 6 every day. If not be one, it be two. If they make one, maybe they go score some 3. Rarely they go past 3. Like every day, one or two. Because they're not saying if them score one, bro. Unless I don't know what kind of tactics you go use before you go score, bro. Look, let me break it down for you. Do you know how crazy it is? In their last 4 matches, they conceded 1 shot on target. If that was if it be some Nketiah shot, be that if no Shadah be shot on target, so. But never help me, so they take it that 3. And that is how you know they've got a very, very formidable team. Their football is not particularly attractive. I've watched a couple of Arsenal matches. Bro, every time I watch, I want bed. They know it not be like entertaining, it's boring, but they are winning, and that's all that matters. And so, yes, I agree. I think it's their title to lose because everyone else can't seem to figure out what they need to do well. Like, this week City go win. Next week you figure they go win, take pressure, put that time, they will go draw. Then Liverpool, then go lose 4 in a row, then can we win? Then Chelsea 2, they concede, but Man United go win.
Chelsea no day inside. Chelsea no day inside. Don't add Chelsea. Chelsea no day inside. Continue.
Maza, make you know they talk to world champions like this. You hear me? Make you know they talk to world champions like this. You see, then other people, like everybody, it's like everybody not know what if or do. See, make I give it to God. See Newcastle. Then they win. They figure, oh, we'll be cool. Today, then go lose to West Ham. Like everybody is like, then be allergic to make we go, give pressure, go enter title. So, if it feels like there's no title race, it feels like it's just Arsenal doing well and everybody else is trying to figure out what they have to do or deal with set pieces or long throw or whatever. Maybe like now where the coaches are, hey, then they throw the ball, how we go deal Plaza, and then they go search where they go deal Plaza. But that time today, Arsenal ran away. I just want to say 2022-2023 season, 10 matches in, Arsenal had 25.2, but then still no win. So anything could happen. Anything could happen. Like the gap be 6 points. The 6 points, it'd be 2 matches with 2 draws. All of a sudden, it don't be lost, because it'd be hard to say you could see them go lose, right? But make them just draw 2 matches. All of a sudden, draw 2, City win 2. All of a sudden, they got be 2 points. You see? So they have a lot of work to do. They have to keep their head down and keep going. Me, I sure say, if he's a cop, he knows say AFCON, they come. That's why he sacked Pate. He make sure in team, nobody there that way. If AFCON happen, he go fit destabilize. No. You see, say he get any player way for go AFCON. Nobody there. Liverpool, Salah go. Who else go? Salah pay, Spurs, some of them sad and this thing go. Kudus, sorry.
Kudus, please, no qualifier.
Yay! GFA. sorry. You know, but my point is, Arsenal have built a team over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And we've been laughing at them and whatnot. But today, as we say here, they are the best team in the league. That's why they are top. That's why they are not conceding. Eh?
In Europe.
For me, Europe,
in
yeah,
Europe, there, that'd be some if huge
PSG,
shout.
If PSG catch them, PSG go free score them. It'd be.
You both have scored them.
Now, me, boy, no, me, Nimbo, na, serious, na, me, yeah. What's it? Hey. My team, we check like that, kiddie, where he did class, where he no book, but I know they like steady. If he more pay, it'd be he go chop first. As you know, the most, if he did like 4, 10, then 10. But if he pick my say, go more, Maza, everybody go. Maybe you know, I can't talk we self. Massa, oh, some chill, some orbit. We've traveled to him 2 times in a row. that'd be actually very, very good. Yeah, but my point is that, well, some people might say they're the best team in Europe. Others will say they're the best team in the league. I won't stick to league because Europe, in a hard game is the aggregate. But in the league, they are arguably the best team this season. And if the rest of the teams no pick mind, killer, by February, then they win the league. By February, then they finish. Then it'd be too hard for anybody to... Then say this, and then they come for all defensive records. So if you get any defensive record, if you get some defensive record, you build for Obahima Ejewa Cup, Seth, then they come for that record. So make we all just pick my say we go try score one, sir, then it go spoil the record give me.
Make I add something about Arsenal. You see, I think that they have been, I won't say lucky, but they have not conceded first. And the way them are ball day, you know, like if they score first, then they slow down the game, right? They basically keep the ball, and the game becomes a dead game at that point. So the only hope right now I have is that in the next few matches, I want to see them concede first and see their reaction. That's the main thing. But like I said, I think the last time I come, I talked to Arsenal, they will break the record, the defensive record. At the time, they were playing 3 DMs, 4 centre-backs. And I'd be like, they make them 2 DMs, 4 centre-backs. But it's just too hard to, like you said, too hard to create a chance against them. So, we there. But as the December curve come, December curve, this is the idea, right? Then you will go hit some bus stops more. If you hit the bus stop, then the killers will come, like I said.
He won't pick his akubem fa. See.
You can see.
But, you know me, I want zero in on the best team in Europe team because, like, at the moment, it's a very debatable take. Because in the Champions League, they are going strong. I think they've not conceded at all in the Champions League so far. So, Fred, make I ask you, do you think this is a season that Arsenal can win the Champions League? Because last season, if you think about it, they came very close. Like, they knocked out Real Madrid in a very impressive way. PSG too, they were good against them. It's just that PSG, their attacking power was just too strong for them. But this season, Arsenal have reinforced. And more importantly, I think this season they have more depth. So there's not any particular player who can get injured this season who you can say, okay, right now, Arsenal, they're my season's poor. So I think they fixed a lot of the problems they had from last season. So do you think this is the season that Arsenal, put aside your hatred for them, because I don't think even the fact that the idea of considering the fact that Arsenal go win the Champions League, they pain your heart. But do you think this is the season that Arsenal can do it? Like, if you look around, is there any team that can beat them over two legs?
It's possible, but it's possible that they can win the Champions League. But Champions League, we can go through it, but I don't think the best team ever mostly wins, right? Champions League, Arsenal go figo plays on 0-0 plus 0-0 plus Inter, then they go figo penalties, right? So in terms of the Champions League, I mean, they definitely have a big chance, but they don't have the, what did Mourinho say? Football heritage. Charlie, they're going to lose. A quarter final, something. We said we go take do them. We will go take do them for the Champions League. So, they do have the strength. I mean, from defense to midfield. Their forward line is actually not that good. Gyökeres, they'll be bump, but in team two, they win. You see, the last time I come, then you put it on me, say, Vers be bomb. But then I did top of the league. So I say, hey, nothing you go feed do. But the Gyökeres, they'll be bomb. And Saka this season has not been too impressive. Trossard has actually been very, very good. He has been one of their best attackers. So there is still some, I would say, mediocrity, but relative to the whole team, the attack is not as good as the defense and the midfield. So in the Champions League, when it gets to the pressure moments, you need an attack that would make the difference count. And I don't know whether they have that yet. It could be their set pieces, but I think they will go out. I think they'll go out. The second round, safe, like it happened to us last year. Champions League, the best team no day inside. It be luck. Because Champions League, one thing I've noticed is we go figure Benfica, Sporting Lisbon, then we do semi-final. Do you get me? Right? Or you go figure Real Madrid, Barca, Inter Milan. Then you go feed we are.
Make a look at it. See, Arsenal them are fixes. Who them play? Them play Olympiacos. Then them play.
Oh no, they play Killers too.
They tell you. Then they play Olympiacos, Atletico Madrid. Then
and Bilbao. Bilbao away.
Killer.
Bilbao, even Amorim goes last. Them like 4-0 for the
like, their toughest game they had was Atletico Madrid. Where Harams meet Haram. Where Haram shocks Haram. They play.
But
Haram.
They score four.
This season, Atletico didn't really start the season well. I think it took them even like 3 or 4 games to get their first win in La Liga. Now they start pick up, but
they're
almost coming for Anfield, though. Almost coming for Anfield, so I'm not going to talk so.
Wait, me see, make I tell you, yeah. Arsenal, them are at the Atletico Madrid game. I watched it from start to finish. Bro, Arsenal start, they like, they score one. Atletico Madrid, what be they? Oh, this guy didn't buy from City. Alvarez. Bro, the guy they hit bar, then my defense know if you contain the guy. Just him, they be people. The players around him, total serious bomb. I don't know where this one be Afghanistan bomb. Wallahi. That Taliban, them are coaching. That be where he go Afghanistan, go buy the bomb camp. Serious bomb. Like some simple pass, them for lay by himself. He was just terrorizing the Arsenal defense the whole game. Where you don't even pick your chance. Some corner will happen, some counter, some break will happen. Long pass, long throw, corner, kum, go. Then that be all. So, as a Champions League, there. Yeah, look, are they set up like a cup team? Absolutely. And they could win the Champions League, obviously, because they are good. But whether I think they'll win it this year, I don't think so. I just
then go
can't
clip
see
we,
it.
Then go clip we this end of this season if they win this day.
Oh, make them clip we. What we know here before. Make them clip we. Kai, me already fears.
It's not even just an Arsenal thing, right? You watch over the last 10 years, from beginning of the season, the team you always say would win the Champions League. How many times have they won?
Liverpool. Last year, Liverpool, exactly. You win the group stage of the Champions League.
Then top first. No, then go give them. Who then give you? PSG.
PSG.
Quick. Get them off. So, it go feel be anybody. It go feel happy to like see the way company right now, 50 matches in a row, win it. They doing body like him. If he did it, then the rule like this, like he did steady day. Master, in next Champions League game, be PSG. You go, if you go lose that game 3-1, all of a sudden, that in 15 game record, film is gone. Yeah. Then you're back to square one.
I think the Barca team with Messi, Neymar, and Suarez, they were the only team, at least I can remember, that from beginning of the season, everybody said, this will be the best team. Where in the end, they won. But even after that, they never won again, right?
Yeah, they only won one.
BBC 2015. Bale, Benzema, Cristiano, BBC 2. Them two, then they know they fall, so then catch the quarter final, then or then go ignite something, then call
not
the
as Ronaldo just the, just this step gear top, step accelerator top in like round of 16 quarter final, then they just
yeah,
and the catch so some year, but then lose, yeah, then lose 3-0 or 4-0 to Bayern away or Dortmund away, then come this thing and come score 4. Then come in about the
But speaking of Arsenal breaking records and all of that, right now, like we said, they've only conceded 3 goals in like 15 games so far this season in all competitions. Right now, the Chelsea defensive record from 2004-05, where they conceded 15 goals the whole season, is looking very much in sight. Do you think it's possible that they can break that record? Because all the huge records in the league, from the Arsenal unbeaten record and City points record and all of those ones, I always thought that 15-goal record was the one that was the most unbeatable. I thought that record is going to stand forever. But now, from how, was, the way
don't
things
worry
are
your head about, don't worry your head about it. It will stand forever. Do you know why? It will stand forever because, as a day, I think Arsenal go back.
You take them go back.
I'm gonna lock them, I play them my leg.
Then it be like you know the work. This young bala if I go reverse up.
I change my go belly, make it away. At first I try Ghana, but the guy don't yard yet, so I go belly. So make me see because see no Calafiori then. also for them heads, then that'd be all. No, but on a more serious note, look, see, then if some team go break that record, yeah, it never for be Arsenal. If Arsenal break that record, we die. It had, but I think they are capable. I mean, they've only conceded 3 goals, and we are in November. Today was second.
Three goals in 10 matches. So if you extrapolate them, then break the record.
Then break the record and go get like what? Ten goals, twelve at best.
Or 11.
At best. If every 10 matches, then they concede only 3. But anything go fi happen. Then go fi go Miss City. Then go lose 2-1. Then Chelsea go play. Chelsea go then go score Chelsea maybe. But Chelsea go make one. Then that be 3. Then some Villa something go happen. Head that can go like. It's not like they can't concede 15. Me, I they give them till March. If by March they've conceded like 10 or less, then I think they'll break it. But if by March they concede like 12, Maza, forget. We now, we will make sure if they can't start for a bridge, then we'll smell them for there. Make them know. We go score 3. Make them. If they like them, it's going to be 6-3. We know the base. We go score them 3. Make it catch 15. Make somebody add one. Make it get 60. Then you go score the record. That be all me need because
okay, if I know go talk about Chelsea now break again, the record, so you pay me. Keep quiet about Chelsea this time. I know go talk anything about Chelsea. You continue.
Make a continue. I mean, you two go. If I go to Benin, I go go plastic.
Yeah, no.
We go take slot in head go. Slot in head go. Take go. Or maybe take
Fred, make a ask you. So for that record, do you think it would be more impressive if Arsenal are able to break that record in this modern era, considering how right now, like mid-table teams, bottom half teams, and get serious quality attacks. Back then, like the quality that teams had at the bottom end of the table in terms of attacking power, I don't think it was as strong as it is now. And right now, because of the financial power that the teams have, mid-table teams can even retain their players. You can send an £80 million bid to a mid-table team, then go talk to them, you don't need your money, and go reject them. So in terms of attacking power, teams at the mid to bottom level are much stronger attack-wise than before. So do you think if Arsenal do it right now, it would be more impressive than when Mourinho did it in 2004?
Oh, far more impressive. But Mourinho, yeah, then we farmers ball we did play that time. It'd be like Liverpool, then we get Traore for left back. Even this be Liverpool, we get some, what be his name, Kra? Oh, like, I can't even talk to the man, but Steve Finnan, they all be bump. We that time said we'll be around the top.
They lie. Then they get Jordan Ayew for left back, but it'd be cool.
Oh no, but then Traore play left back too. Yeah, they talk?
At some point then Traore they play left back.
Make it not take out the fact that it'd be Mourinho in first season in the Premier League, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, but so yeah, it's it would definitely be more.
For him first season.
Sure.
What how many goals he concede? Make it not vex me.
You know the best. He still get a trophy, right? Now me, I get 20. You get what?
I get 5.
Exactly. So keep quiet.
How many Premier League you get?
Are they top class? The guy get 20. Are they top class? The guy.
All your Abramovich money, you be 5 per year.
I will slap you. Make you
Man City self. Be like Man City self can pass them, but you let
Man City can pass you. Man City can pass.
Anyway, but I mean, obviously they have to break it first. I know. I said I think they will break it at the beginning of the season. I don't think they'll break it though. I think they'll go feed claims on cool 25 goals at the end of the season, Charlie. The Premier League there, right now, everything they be for them. I mean, we've been through this thing. Last season, beginning of the season, we start, then everybody, they talk the same thing. We actually were not conceding a lot of goals. They control the game. The game, they play the same way. Teams know they get chances against we. And I don't know whether you remember, they were saying, oh, Slot has brought controlled football to Liverpool and the ball control. That thing, like I said, December will catch right now, you see. As now, just a Gabriel injury away. Because Saliba the force, but right now, I see that Gabriel be the main guy for them.
Wait, too. Then go buy some guy, that Mosquera guy too, no bad. Wait, he can't pay too, no bad. See, this what happen play, if they stock defenders for 5 years. You definitely get. See, he get like plan A, B, C, D, E, and F.
I agree, but the defense no go be a strong if Gabriel no day. That one.
Or Raya no day. Wait and take Kepa. Can't put
on Raya there. You know go ahead. Raya go play the whole thing. So they will concede. They will concede. But if them do, I'm there. It will definitely be far more impressive than Chelsea because, like you said, from first to 15th, I think from first to 17th, the only two teams I would say are not good in the league right now are Burnley, Leeds, and Wolves. Every other team. You go feel clean, you know, so
West Ham too no should that good like that. But, we
but West Ham they win small, so you know why today they win. So
yeah.
You know, it's today, just a matter of time where they start conceding.
You know, even on this, just earlier today, I was having a conversation with Big Mike. Shout out to Big Mike. I was having a conversation with him, and we're talking about how right now in the Premier League, the quality difference between maybe if you take out maybe the top two teams or top three teams. From 4th to like maybe 13 thereabout, there's not a huge gap in quality, especially if you're comparing starting 11. What separates certain teams from other teams is maybe squad depth. But if you compare first 11 to first 11, the first 11 of maybe Crystal Palace isn't far off from the first 11 of maybe a Man United or something. What separates them is
the problem.
What separates, I'm not saying that they are the same, but I'm saying they are not far off. So maybe like Massa. If maybe a Mateta gets injured and Nketiah come inside, that be when you see the difference. It be if the injuries come in, where they see the difference. But in terms of squad strength of the teams, the quality we did make Bournemouth 3 out of 4 defenders go PSG, Real Madrid, and Liverpool. That will show you the kind of quality where these mid-table teams hold. Semenyo too. They chase out for the league inside.
Smiley, make I tell you what the problem be. We discussed this problem before. The difference be the coaching. It be the coaching. And the, thank you, the throwing. See, you know if you tell me, say, you see, the squad there, if you take Man United player for player put there, at the guy 2 seasons ago, then Chelsea fans, they talk to some Chelsea fans, the ones, and then they won't make we buy rice, when we don't buy, we then still hurt. Then they talk to you, West Ham, the team, toe-to-toe, better past Chelsea than Martin. But that is not true. The difference be coaching. If West Ham get better coach past Chelsea, West Ham, them a coach, Kofi make in players look like them be better, some better. See, Kekes, he did Raiola, they play Raiola ball, we figure say he good. He come here, we see, say, it be serious premium Iranian bomb. Where the package am? The package am for Pakistan. Soap is Iranian. Then ship can't give Liverpool. See, it be the difference with coaching. You can't tell me realistically that Amorim, sake of, I'm just using that because you use Man United and Crystal Palace. See, Amorim is a better coach than Glasner. You can't. And because of that, Glasner's team will fare if Amorim de Palace, like maybe then relegate them.
Because we have 4 games unbeaten. We win 3 games where we draw 1. So right now, in terms of form in the league, if you remove us now, it would be like who they come next to.
But that'd be the point that they make. That's exactly the point I'm making. Like, if your coach, they stop all these hipster things with all we all want, now coaches they do, except that terrorist in North London. Once he do his time, he said, no, this is not me. Make a channel my inner David Moyes. Because he...
Everybody thinks he be pep this
he be Moyes in, he be Moyes in. Moyes in boy be that. We not catch him early. He be Moyes in boy be that. Massa. See, so you see, he do the hipster 1 season, say, Massa, I'm fat. Where is he go full Moyes. Started buy tall players, strong players, where if he hurts you, then things. Then you buy that man right now, they play full Moyes ball. That be all. You see, the rest of, we all when our coaches, they do hipster, like Chelsea, they're my coach. Like, take Maresca. He says, you know, they like, say, independents, they do up and down. In wing, in fullbacks, they go up and down the wings. So if when a winger get ball, he don't get any support, where the guy they run past him, divert players, so the winger will get every time it be 1-on-1. If you play a ball like this, it'd be very easy to say we go set up against you. You know, it'd be the hipster Jimmy Sam where the coaches they do for the big clubs. No, it'd be that's where they make Master, if you see squad for squad, perhaps, make I no lie, see Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham self, the squad depth we get, it won't be the same for. That'd be why a lot of these.
You see, but that's the point. What they separate them be the depth, not their starting 11. Because right now, injuries, yeah, they happen to everybody. But it be who
make everybody deal with see.
Which team are you going to use? Let's actually be specific. Which team you going to talk?
Okay, if I'm looking at maybe like the Newcastles, the teams after the traditional top six, maybe the following like four teams or five teams after the traditional top six. Right now, the gap in quality is closed a lot. So right now, like the Newcastles and things, Newcastle, if you go markets, go buy Guatemala for 80 million or something.
But yeah, but that's because those kind of teams too have money. Like Villa like this, then get money pass. Newcastle, then get money.
Yeah, and that's the point. Right now, those teams get money to buy quality that previously they couldn't buy. So right now, Newcastle, Guatemala, Afitok say he's better than Sesko. Me, even before those strikers arrived from Bundesliga, I remember some German journalists were saying that if they are ranking the three strikers who were signed for the Bundesliga, then go rank Ekitike first, Guatemala second, and Sesko third. That'd be what a lot of the German journalists they talk. And as they come to the league, that'd be what me at the sea. Ekitike is the best performer, followed by Guatemala, and then Sesko. So, like, in terms of quality, that those teams are
Ekitike's own, it's not like he's just the best performer. Me, second, then Chelsea, the one time, I will talk through. That guy be baller. And they tell all my Liverpool fans, where them be my party. And they tell them, say, hey, this Ekitike there, you sign. But I remember when Chelsea decided, or there was this thing that Charlie be like, Ekitike will go Liverpool. Do you know who they wanted to sign next? Guatemala. They wanted to sign him. Chelsea fans, they say, why we don't want to go buy some 6 feet striker? Right now they see him. Oh, maybe we should have signed him.
You make me don't divert from the topic, man. Sorry. So why you people get Affinity plus bomb like that? So why you go buy what be that guy name safe? The guy, the other one. The switch strike. See, just you see Bob, no, then the club they go.
It be may I tell you, the problem you see. The issue be say the people we sign, it not be the players. It be the hideous twins we will sign as Sporting. Like, them be the first bomb we buy. Wait, then right now they decide who we they buy. So imagine if bomb they try buy player, what you go buy? If you be Ghanaian, where you hire people for the office, where Ghanaian engineers, it not be them you go hire. Them now you go hire. So as the bombs, then be the Sporting directors. If them see good player, then it be. If it like poor lipo, then they feel like then they repel each other. So then if we go buy on lipo, which be the bombs. Then they come my team. Then me, if I can't defend the bombs. That be what you're happy for. But not the advantage of the topic, right?
Yeah, but in terms of the top 8, I agree. The starting 11,
the top 8, I can say,
very
but
close.
Up to 13,
but the Crystal Palace and teams, they make no out of them. No. They use their strength and the tall guys come make the match. You see them, they spoil the match. Mm-hmm. The match go make Barca. So we all the quality know the show. You know, but that's why they always say you always have to work hard and then your quality can show. That's how you beat those type of teams.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the squads, I mean Newcastle, yes, Aston Villa, yes, Tottenham, yes. But Charlie, Fulham and things all be bombo. Ah, Fulham the bad team, who you go take for inside? Even Bournemouth, it'd be system.
If you
but the players
system,
can't be bomb. The players we bomb. You see, KKs, you go by. True. We buy bomb. We buy
bomb,
strength.
Serious bomb. But you see, strength bomb. Some players are very good because Dean Housen, like this way, Real Madrid signed. Dean Housen, very good player. Very good player. Zabani, PSG, very good player. But sake of them too good, then they fish shadow over shadow the one way Liverpool buy. You see how they work? That's what happened. So if they overshadow him, then he go down. Because me, I remember when KK was in Bournemouth, I wasn't so impressed with his defending. But going forward, I think, this guy's really good. But he's a fascist, he'll be the wingers.
They're going forward, the way he's sharp as for the team.
He'll be the wingers.
He'll be the
in
defending.
Crossing, no good. In passing, no good. He don't know if he overlap or he don't know when he for overlap or
you know if he play 1-2. No, that one, the overlapping, underlapping, that'd be the Gakpo issue. The Gakpo issue for you, no one make we address. But
build up.
Like, you see, me, I don't go lie to you. My first assessment of a footballer is first touch. If your first touch be bad, you be bump. That be my own. That be why, you see, me,
that
my
bump. That's why they hate my no.
My bump meter be easy. Maybe first touch, bump. That be all.
Simple.
The kick is, it check like the ball make hot for a leg top. Like, them put some.
It's like
some,
the ball is a bump.
Yeah, like, you see, anybody, they do a leg like that, you know, it be bump straight.
No good.
We've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, ATW Podcast, GCR, YouTube, After the Whistle Podcast. Subscribe, leave a comment, like, share, all of those things. And Spotify, Apple, we still did it. Deezer, I always talk about Deezer, but apparently we are no longer on Deezer. So, like, they give false advertisements. So, yeah, podcast
when
platform.
Big Deezer YouTube. Give me one of money bags, yeah.
TikTok after the whistle, yeah. So Charlie, Fred, thank you very much for joining us. You know, the fans they cry for him like 2 weeks this, so the listeners,
you know who, you know who the fans they said?
Who that?
We want them to carry the City fan to camp.
That's the guy. That's the guy. Eventually, they're there second. So, you don't going to be talking to.
Next week, you go come. So, make it no worry. But Fred,
but
this
you
want to talk to us.
Van Gelder, you see? Today I come, you know they feel match your energy. The energy where then you they take talk all that trash.
Where trash they talk for where? Over where?
Trash they talk.
Who they talk the trash? Over where? If you say, because my team no good right now. That right now we no good. As we no good there, you know if we talk too much, if we keep see. Hey, you know
thank God,
crazy.
Say my team win yesterday because like my team no win today.
If they
no
win like you
today, today like nothing. The talking point you get. I know they feel counter, but you see, yesterday I feel get some counter attack. Right now I'm back. So I'm warning you,
brother.
I don't go lie. Liverpool winning yesterday, it threw off the whole agenda, I guess, for 2 days.
See, as United said, they you know, as then they win and in this second. So at the town they do something. I say, God, please. Oh God, Forest, please do this for me. And they pray because if United can't drop second, I know what the first question be. United are second, so why can't they win the league? That'd be the first question that go missing. United are second, so why can't they win the league? Do we admit that what be that your defender he goes for 38 million? What be the league? Do we admit that the league is the best defender in the league? That'd be the kind of questions I for can't answer for you. But then concede no, I say good. They say then they do lamentations for lament.
And don't worry. AFCON they come. In Buemo Dems all
in
they Buemo
go. Dems all go go.
The killers all go go.
The killers, then go left.
AFCON go wipe out on a team like play goal. The whole right side they go.
you see, I tell you, that guy he go learn from Moise. Where he sound go this and Alex Ferguson they go business. What is the secret? Where he say don't sign an African player. And say that's ramity.
Charlie, that's like... choose. We've come to the end of this episode. Fred Van Gelder, thanks for joining us. And as always, ATW dominates the conversation.